And we have made significant progress in the past, but the potential here is so great that we really need to continue to do everything we can. So with that, I would just open it to the questions you all have.
So early on, where do we exactly then stand on this trouble in between the two countries on trade, and kind of what's the very latest from your perspective here in the country?
Well, China and the United States are the two biggest economies in the world. The Chinese, when they entered the World Trade Organization, got the status of a developing country, and they keep calling themselves a developing country. That is not true anymore. All you have to do is travel around this country, as you have, and you see this is a highly developed country. They have these huge cities, all these tall buildings, high-speed trains. They're building new airports like you can't believe. They're transport. Right here in Beijing, you've got more luxury cars than I've seen anywhere else in the world. So it's a highly developed country. And with their growing middle class, there's a greater demand for protein. And, you know, the Chinese consumer likes the quality and reliability of American food products. So that's an asset that we have going for us. Unfortunately, when you got two big countries like this, from time to time, there's always going to be some frictions. And I just think we got to keep working to overcome that. And the biggest item is the fact that China has not fulfilled its obligations that it promised to do under the WTO to really open up and to protect intellectual property rights, to stop this practice of requiring companies to have a joint venture and then turn over their technology to their Chinese partner. And those kinds of things are fundamental changes that need to occur as part of reaching a fair reciprocal trade agreement for the future.
Is there ethanol, are they following through on their ethanol policy here to clean up, and would that potentially give U.S. corn farmers an opportunity for an export market if we get the trade issues resolved?
My opinion is that could be a huge opportunity, because they have set a goal of 10% ethanol by the year 2020. And I don't think there's any way they can do that without importing substantial ethanol. Obviously, we're a low-cost, reliable producer of both ethanol and DDGs. And so if we can resolve these trade barriers and overcome the present duties that they're placing on both ethanol and DDGs, I think it's got a lot of potential.
Mr. Ambassador,
yeah.
So we know what the last couple of weeks have looked like. In your mind, with especially with regards to this trade dispute, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like?
Well, if I knew that answer.
But should we be expecting more tariffs from this government, a different form of retaliation, more action from the United States government? What do you see is on the board here?
I've tried to explain to the Chinese that this new administration is not as patient as America has been in the past, and that we feel, and the president feels, I think, strongly that America has not been treated fairly, and this needs to change. And this is the message that Ambassador Lighthizer and other people in the administration have delivered. And I'm hopeful that the Chinese are going to come to the realization that they say they don't want a trade war, that they want to work these things out, but so far they haven't been willing to make significant enough fundamental changes in their policies in order to achieve that. The administration is not willing to accept a few crumbs. They want to see some really fundamental change that occurs in the near future and not 3 or 5 years from now.
But in one case, we have a president that's up for re-election in 2020. another case, we have a president who just took term limits out of his country's constitution. I mean, can the United States really afford to play a long game here?
Well, that's a good question. I think the problem is we haven't done a very good job of protecting our interests over the last, say, 20 years. The result is the trade deficit's gotten bigger and bigger, and some of the fundamental issues such as the stealing of intellectual property and this transfer of assets has gotten worse. And so I think the administration is of the opinion we need to bring these things to a head, we need to get those resolved. And I think the Chinese, at the end of the day, really want to have a good working relationship with the United States. They recognize that they can't produce enough soybeans or some of these food items, agriculture items that they need on their own. And so it makes sense, and it's in their interest as well as our interest of trying to resolve it.
Mr. Ambassador, yeah. Does the Chinese government recognize these fundamental unfairness issues that the U.S. brings up?
Do they understand or recognize them? They won't admit it publicly, but I think there's no question about it. These issues have been raised again and again and again, not just by the United States, but by other countries as well. And so I do think there isn't, it's not something they will publicly acknowledge, but it is clearly something I think they're very much aware of.